Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad, along with Joel Coleman of Sports Illustrated's Cowbell Corner, give you an inside look at the Bulldogs on the field, the court, and the diamond. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Joel T. Coleman.
Woo!
Here with you on a Sunday evening. We are glad that you have joined us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate everybody tuning in, especially our great service men and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. My wife went to Strange Brew today. She used that gift card. One of our lovely, loyal listeners was nice enough to give me. And I don't know. I know you're not a sweets guy.
John,
I know you're not a sweets guy. I know this. But I think I may have had the thing that would have turned you today. Because when you do get sweets, you like the chocolate peanut butter thing, right?
Oh, I love chocolate peanut butter stuff.
They had the Reese's Brownie. It was brownie, peanut butter, brownie, like a sandwich, with Reese's cups and Reese's pieces on top.
You know, if I had a genie that would come down and say, Joel, you can have three wishes.
One of them would be
Of them would be eat what you want, no like caloric intake would happen. Well, I mean, I guess you need enough for your activities of daily
living. You just
don't
gain any weight.
You don't, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There are no ill health effects.
Yes.
So, I mean, because you'd be like, well, I don't gain weight, but your cholesterol is 800. You don't want that either.
Yeah. I mean, that may be
that would have been
further up there than even, like, pay off the, you know, give me a bunch of money kind of thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Just, you know.
I mean, you get three wishes. And
I would drink 50 Cokes a day if I could do that. I would literally never not have one in my hand. You would come to my house and there'd be like a pallet of Coca-Cola out front.
I'd go from Diet Mountain Dew to regular.
Ooh.
Living dangerously.
Buddy. Well, no need to live dangerously. Just head over to Strange Brew Coffee House and get you. If they have a Reese's Brownie, tell them you want one. Just take my word for that. Maybe divide it amongst a family of four. It's quite rich. But beyond that, it's really, really good. So give them a call. Don't give them a call. Go by and see them. Highway 12 and University Drive at Strange Brew Coffee House. Our good friends over at College Corner, they're just gluttons for punishment, I guess. They don't want to stop this sale because you guys are taking advantage of it, and we appreciate that. So why don't you keep doing it? Why don't you go ahead and if you've done one, you need to do another. You got yourself a shirt, now get somebody else a shirt. And you can do it by saving a lot of money. Just go to collegecornerstore.com and search for gift card in the search bar there. 30% off that purchase. So $100 in gift card is a $70 purchase. Guys, you know, I like to make a lot of jokes when we do these things. I try to have some fun with our sponsors, but this is no joke. This is the best deal imaginable. You know, they are giving it away. $33 on every $100 purchase, basically. You can't beat that. So give them a look at collegecornerstore.com or go buy, you know, if you want to go buy. Once you have the card in hand, you want to go shop in person. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood over by the Half Shell. And you can go and take a look at all the great merchandise they have. Not just clothes, but stuff for tailgating, for home gating. Whatever it is you want to do, make your house look like the house of the world's biggest Bulldog fan. They can help you at College Corner. Our good friends at Advantage Business Systems want you to check out what they can do for you. They want to help you. They've been helping Mississippians for over 45 years working in this state. Great relationship up here with Mississippi State. They've helped the Bulldogs. Now they want to help you. So give them a call today. Find out what they can do to improve the technology around your office, improve your hardware, your software, whatever can make your job more efficient. Advantage Business Systems has a solution for you. So call them at 888-44-833-6245 or visit them online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. I hope to God it's the last time we talk about this issue. I'm glad it seems to have gone the right way. Say what you want about me and my politics. I don't care. But by God, especially on Sports Talk Mississippi, let this be the end.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
One last time. One more into the breach, Joel Coleman. The state flag, it's coming down.
She's a-coming.
There will be a new state flag. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. The current state flag will be retired. A new state flag, there will be a committee of 9 people.
Yes.
3 nominated by the governor.
Yes.
3 nominated by the lieutenant governor.
Yes.
3 nominated by the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
I humbly submit Joel and I as potential candidates. I'm just telling you, if we do that, your Pabst Place flag has a chance. We got 66% of the vote.
Yeah. In God we trust. And
in God we trust.
We don't rob you. We fill your belly.
Dude, that's the state of Mississippi in two sentences right there.
I mean,
we like to go to church.
I'm not saying
we're
I'm
good Christian
saying.
People, and we like to eat. I mean, I just summed it up right
that
there.
That would unite Mississippians.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not gonna lie. That will be voted on. They will present all the options to the legislature. The legislature will pick the top two, basically.
September the 14th, I believe.
They'll pick two.
When this gets on the ballot, uh-huh. There will be one flag.
And it's like it or not.
Yes.
It's like it or don't like it, learn to love it.
And if it's not a majority has to like the new flag. And if they do, it will eventually,
right.
It'll be the state flag. If not a majority likes it and votes against it,
they go back to the drawing board.
Yes. It kind of gets kicked on down the road.
There will be no state flag until a majority is met.
And I was listening to all these proceedings today, so if anybody hears my voice say this and you're like, nope, you're wrong, please correct me, but I'm almost certain I'm right. It would kind of kick the can down the road, and it wouldn't be until like next November, like November 2021, before we got a new design and voted
right.
on a new flag. So it would just, and then if you vote that one down, I think it just kind of the can
goes
keeps
on in
getting
perpetuity.
Kicked down the road until finally there's one that gets a majority.
Again, we have a chance with the Pabst Place flag if this continues.
You know, Robbie, we just fill your belly, and God we trust. Catfish.
I'm just saying.
I mean, put it whatever.
A catfish
colors.
Is a big figure in this state, not only from a Eaton perspective, but we had the whole, Annalisa Presley thing. So it just fits.
Ties everyone together.
It brings us all together. That's what a flag's supposed to unify. So I am told. So that's happening, which, in a sports world means that you can see postseason play in Starkville, Mississippi next year.
Yeah. A lot of statements obviously came out on Sunday night. I've been driving back. I literally was sitting in the parking lot of my church as this vote was being cast, and it ended like right at 6 p.m. and I ran in. So, but anyway, from 6 p.m. on, I've either been at church or speaking or driving. So I don't know, but the NCAA has not released any kind of statement.
We have not got anything from the NCAA. The SEC has.
Yeah.
Of course, the SEC never released anything more than a we would consider sanctions kind of thing. Not sanctions, but you see what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It's Sunday at 6 o'clock, or it's almost 8 o'clock now as we're recording. They'll get to work tomorrow, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And even if they, here's the thing though, they don't really need
no
to release a statement because their original statement says we will not hold the events in any state that has the Confederate flag, and or whatever their terminology.
Yeah, it's displayed prominently.
People are screaming, "What about Georgia?" Don't care. So they don't have to issue a new statement because now Mississippi's flag doesn't contain that,
yep.
and will not contain that.
Yep,
that's another part. That's another part of the ruling, the law to pass today, is that it cannot contain a Confederate battle flag emblem.
Yeah.
So, seems pretty cut and dry. The NCAA might just say, "I mean, our statement reads what it reads. You got a Confederate battle flag, you're not in."
Yeah.
So, and then of course we can't, do this without talking about Kylin Hill. Now, first off. These Ole Miss fans, the grapes, they're so sour. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry that a Mississippi State athlete stood up and picked up a ton of positive national attention for himself. I really am sorry.
And some heat, too, now.
He took heat. Now he's taking praise.
Yeah.
All right? And to the point where we almost had the Kylin Hill bill.
Literally.
Which would have been the craziest thing I could possibly imagine.
I was watching that when it happened. She was calling him like Keelan.
Oh yeah, well.
Yeah, but anyway.
You get it.
Everyone would have eventually realized it was Kyle.
Yeah. But what a roller coaster Kylin Hill has had basically since the Egg Bowl. Had a fantastic Egg Bowl. Gets hurt in the bowl game and can't, really play. Decides he's gonna go pro. Decides he's gonna come back. His coaching change. This guy has had some roller coaster moments throughout it all. But now he has made himself into more. What does Raz Al Ghul say? He's like, when you make yourself more than a man, you become a symbol.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? He has become a symbol. He is now the guy that you point to when somebody says athletes should stick to sports. Point to Kylan Hill and say, that athlete used his platform and pushed for change and got it.
Yeah. I wrote a column and posted it on, I actually wrote it before the bill came through because I assumed that it was going to pass. Although it's dangerous to assume, but that this was the greatest carry he will forever have in his career, no matter where it takes him, because he put all that pressure on his back. I mean, if this bill had not passed, then he was going to face the pressure of, are you really going to stick to your word? Yeah. Are you not? He faced the pressure of, because look, I mean, it's not even an elephant in the room. There's a lot of folks that probably are perturbed that this went through. He took that heat. All you got to do is look on Facebook to see what some of the folks have said about Kylan Hill. He took heat from every direction. And yet, I really believe, as I wrote in my column, cowbellcorner.com, if you'd like to read that.
.com.
If you had to pick one person that pushed this over the edge a little bit, because all the stuff that's happened the last 7 days, it started. Well, the NCAA kind of started it with, hey, you're not going to have postseason events, or the SEC and NCAA both said that. Mm-hmm. And then the heat really picked up after his tweet on Monday. He almost kind of was the one that helped hop over the goal line and get this done. It was followed up by lots of other stuff, too. But if you had to pick just one person that really started pushing this forward, wouldn't you say it was Kylan Hill? And he kind of the...
Here's what I would say. And a lot of people are like, he doesn't deserve all this credit. All right. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to build up all the way to that, right?
Yeah.
And at 211, it's still not boiling. Kylan Hill was the last degree.
You just summed that up perfectly.
He was the one who took it from it's hot to it's boiling. It's going to boil over.
The bubbles were bubbling.
The bubbles were coming up, but it started boiling when Kylan Hill's tweet hit the pan. All right? Once that happened, it started boiling over, and they knew they had to do something. So this is a guy now who has doesn't really even matter what he does this year. And I'll go ahead and tell you that if he stays healthy, he's going to have an incredible year.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter anymore, you know? And think about, you know, in today's society and in the NFL and what it's become today, I mean, right now, he's a guy that, as a rookie next year, will command respect in locker rooms because people are going to know that's the guy who stood up in Mississippi and affected change. You talk about it. I mean, how much respect is Kylan Hill going to get first day in the NFL? No, more than any other rookie probably ever will have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm speaking a little bit of hyperbole, obviously, but, I mean, I have to think that way.
You know how gutsy that move was by Kylan Hill?
Yeah, he could have just sat it out.
Well, he could have just sat it out. And also, there were other tweets of support, like, hey, we got your back, brother, or whatever. How many college athletes are in this state? I don't know how many there are, but it's, what, in the thousands?
Yeah, it's got to be, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, no one else said, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Now, other people said, we got your back, or, you know, what good for you, or give me an emoji. Nobody said, if this doesn't happen,
I'm with Kylan Hill. I will sit out the season.
Yeah, nobody else said it.
Yeah.
He put that on himself.
He did.
And I know, there's somebody saying he wouldn't have really sat out, as I was saying a while ago. We'll never know, because he was that final degree, and it got done.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is going to forever be remembered for that.
Yeah, he went from being people like, oh, Kylan Hill, yeah, good running back from Mississippi State too. He has a legacy now.
Yeah, and I heard so many. I think I include this in the column too. Here I'm giving my column away, but I heard so many folks too, and read comments of like, well, he didn't have any problem playing under the flag for the first 2 or 3. That is such an illogical argument,
right?
Because it is like being a running back running straight into a defensive line without an offensive line in front of it, it would have done no good.
Right.
It was at a point where he could be that final degree.
Right.
And he was.
Society was at the point where it was ready to change.
Yeah.
And beyond that, and I've said this before, like, everybody's got something they put up with. Your job, your wife, your kids. And I'm not saying you should abandon your kids, by the way. But I'm just saying everybody's got a point where they're just like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah.
You know? If we came on the air every day, and I just sat here and insulted you mercilessly for an hour, you might take it for a couple of days, and then by the third day, you're like, you know what, if you don't stop, I'm going to quit. That's the same thing. Kylin Hill reached his breaking point, and he reached it at the time when it mattered the most. So he, you know, whether you want to or not, he's getting the credit.
Yeah.
What do I always say? Perception is reality?
Yeah.
The perception is Kylin Hill did this.
Yeah, I do think, and you may disagree with this statement, I do think eventually the flag was coming down, even if he didn't tweet what he tweeted. But, man, I think that was a humongous brick in getting it done this week.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Leach knew he needed to show up and support his player. Because if he didn't, he was not. He was going to be like, oh, well, what do we do now? So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how it is. So, you know, obviously.
And I tell you what, I'm super happy that going to have a chance to see some more regionals and NCAA tournaments.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, who breathed the biggest sigh of relief in this state? Chris Lemonis. Nicky McRae-Penson, Mike Bianco, Scott Barry,
Samantha Ricketts,
yeah, all of those. I don't know I don't know the softball coach at Ole Miss. I'm sorry, but those coaches tonight know that.
I think it's a relatively new one.
It is. She was just hired this past year, but they know now that their multi-million-dollar stadiums aren't going to sit empty in May and June.
Yeah, and if you want to include some other happy folks in that, it's like the Starkville. I was going to say Chamber of Commerce, but that's the people that make money, because you don't host a region. You know, I mean, a regional's, I think Ross Dillinger, my Sports Illustrated cohort, said it was something like $3 million or so that got brought in, maybe the last regional in Starkville or something. It was millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That was money that was no longer going to be able to come. And now that money, assuming you have a good baseball team, or women's basketball team, or what have you, that money can now still keep coming to your local economies.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you don't have to worry about any other far-reaching consequences. It's over now. It's over now. We can all move forward.
And will there be something else? Probably. But
and I agree with the people who are saying, well, it doesn't change anything. You got to change people. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, there's still going to be. We're not going to wake up tomorrow and, we cured racism. That's not going to happen.
Uh-uh.
But you have to start somewhere. And I'm willing to start at the state flag because it just wasn't that big a deal to me, and I don't think it's that big a deal across this this state, obviously.
Well, changing that flag, look, I'll probably hate it on for saying it, but changing that flag doesn't change anybody's way of life, you know,
right.
As far as, like, are you going to sleep any differently regardless of what hangs above the state capitol? I would guess probably not. It was such an easy thing to do. Is what I'm getting at. It was such an easy thing to do that was the right thing to do. And there's a lot of legislators that are going to take heat from local constituents that didn't want it to change and whatnot. And this is going to be something that, even though the flag's changed, there's still going to be some division in the state because some folks want to keep it, whatever. But at the end of the day, I felt in my heart this entire time that this was absolutely the right thing to do. I kind of felt that way years ago, but I think that Kylin Hill, to kind of, I guess, bring this thing full circle, got it, you know, other folks and other things pushed it to the goal line, and he kind of helped take it that last inch, and what a legacy he's going to leave behind. And
yeah,
hopefully, you know, this moment is a step forward for Mississippi, and let's see what happens now. See you all at Duty Noble for a regional next spring. And before that, maybe NCAA tournament.
I believe we will see them at the Hump. No question about that. All right. Moving from a new flag to something else that's new. All right, new Cruton song. That's good stuff there. Theodore Knox, Teddy Knox, I'm not sure which one he wants to go by, has committed to Mississippi State. 4-star receiver out of the Woodlands, Texas, the Woodlands High School. 5'10", 167, a speedster by the strictest definition of the word. Transferred to the Woodlands as a high school junior. As a sophomore, finished second in the state of Louisiana in the 100 and 200. He brings speed. You look at MSU's, you know, four-star receivers they got a couple years back, Devontae Jason and Malik Heath and Stephen Guidry. More of the bigger possession-style receivers, built in that Darunya Wilson kind of mold. This guy is about run after the catch, speed, speed, speed.
When your Twitter handle is fastest guy in Texas or whatever it is,
yeah,
you must be fast. Because yeah. There's a lot of folks in Texas.
Yeah.
And, no, Mike Leach, this does several things. Keeps that Lone Star pipeline going a little bit here.
Yeah,
third guy out of Texas.
Yeah, and probably won't be the last one.
And as the hardest thing to do when you want to start getting elite receivers or elite anything mm-hmm. is to kind of get the first ones.
Yeah.
And that's
helps to have a reputation.
That's a darn good piece of that puzzle to keep, you know, getting folks in. And we'll have to see the air raid in action, but mm-hmm. kind of like Steve Spurrier told me in an interview with him back a few weeks ago, once they get Mississippi State folks with Mississippi State helmets doing these things, it gets a whole lot easier to get more of them kind of deal. So
here's a fun game to play. Let's say Teddy Knox comes to Mississippi State as a true freshman and is really good. Doesn't start, but he plays a lot. And then he's starting as a sophomore, junior, senior, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over, under. You ready?
Yeah.
350 career catches.
Woo! 350?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess 350 might be a little high.
Let's I was going to say under, but...
Let's go 250.
Ooh, let's see. That's
so a little bit, about 63 catches a year, 62 catches a year.
250, because he could get... I mean, if he is a superstar,
again,
I'll say over.
Well, here's the thing. Again, Washington State's eighth leading receiver last year would have had 40 catches.
Yeah.
So he just has to be pretty good to average 60 a year, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Think about what I'm just saying there. This kid right here could be the whole – if it's a lot of ifs, but if he's as good as his recruiting profile says he is and his offer sheet says he is, you just signed the guy who could be your all-time leading receiver by the end of his college career in every category.
But I guess, too, while his profile is, you know, the second highest rated recruit, I think Robertson
is ahead of him, yeah.
But by that same token, like Brandon Buckhalter or somebody could also do the same thing.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, look at the offer sheet. I mean, these are real offers. I mean, they got the extra coach. When I see the name of the coach who's recruiting them, that's how I feel like I know it's a real offer. Yeah. Like, if it just says Alabama and it says yes, I don't know. But if it's got his name by it, got Pete Golding's name, okay, Alabama, Arizona State, Arkansas, Baylor, Colorado, Houston, Louisville, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas, Texas Tech, Utah. I mean, those are legitimate offers. So, you know, this is sort of the new normal for Mississippi State. They're going to, you know, at least for the first couple of years, they're going to get guys like this because A, Mike Leach has the reputation, and B, they know State needs receivers. You look at some stuff on 24/7. Four-star receiver Malik Nabers from Louisiana. Everybody's expecting him to soon jump on the MSU train. Now, obviously, he's from Louisiana, so if LSU comes calling, that's a worry. But that's going to be 2 4-star receivers in one class. You're bringing in the right players. Now, this class, first and foremost, what you have to like about it is that, you know, right now your average star rating is 0.8739. I know it's 41st in the country and 10th in the SEC right now, but your average star rating is basically right there where you were a season ago when you finished in the top 30.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up there if you just keep signing, you know, the same kind of players. And you're talking, we mentioned 4-star receiver, Malik Nabers, he would bring this class ranking up a little bit. And there's a few other guys here and there. But the whole worry about Mike Leach and recruiting so far, it feels like it was, you know, not real. It was just something that we sort of came up with, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's some problems in this class. There's no defensive lineman committed. That said, the state of Mississippi this year doesn't have any elite defensive linemen. You know, it's just the thing about this state and, you know, Fletcher Cox and Josh Boyd, Jeff Simmons, Chris Jones, Caleb Ewells, P.J. Jones, and then from the JUCO ranks, Denico Autry, Pennell McPhee, Montez Sweat, they all came from Mississippi. There's not a lot of those guys this year in the state. So you're going to have to go out of the state to find a few of them. And I think you get Ty Cooper out of Louisville, obviously. But by and large, you know, this is going to be a pretty typical MSU recruiting class, which will mean it's probably the highest-rated recruiting class Mike Leach might have ever signed.
Yeah.
And, you know, that to me is a good sign because he's won so much with less talent. If you're going to get more talent now, he's going to put himself in a good position.
Yeah, and as always, the counter to that argument, though, is everybody else that he's now in the league with is recruiting
right
better than that, for the most part. Well, I don't know, I mean, 10th out of 14 at the moment, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, but that's
you're always going to be battling uphill to the Alabama's, LSU's.
You were doing that under Mullen.
Yeah.
You were doing that under Moorhead. It's just the way that it is. You know, but now you feel like you've got a scheme in place that allows you to, hey, we don't have the talent, but we can attack them this way.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff.
That on any given Saturday, we might be able to outpunch them.
Yeah. And that's what this is. This is the Moorhead and Mullen system was not designed to outpunch Alabama. It was designed to sort of, you know, hope that they made mistakes and that you could take advantage of them. Mike Leach goes in there swinging.
Yeah.
You know,
now he might swing over your head, you duck, and then you hit him in the jaw, and down he goes. Yeah. But
by the way, I had YouTube puts suggested videos up for you.
Yeah.
So I had a suggested video. It was a NCAA simulation of MSU versus Kentucky for this season.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, I'll just fast forward to the end. So State won 41-31. And they put KJ Costello's stat line up there. He was 42 of 60 for 387 yards and 5 touchdowns, which was cool enough, I guess. But he also rushed for 112 yards. I was like, if that happens in any game, I promise State wins by more than 10. And he had like a 70-yard touchdown run where the computer glitched. They took him down, but he never hit the ground, and he spun up off of it and ran for 60 yards. I was like, what is happening? I thought that was hilarious. But 42 of 60 is going to be a stat line I bet we see this year more than once. That's only completing just about 68%. Which is, you know, for a Mike Leach offense, you're right on the money.
Yeah, and I think that's
65.
Right around KJ's like career completion percentage,
yeah,
too. I think
it's exactly around 65.
Yeah, 65.
Yeah. So there you go. What a tremendous commitment for Mississippi State. Going to be interesting to see how, you know, they still need to get, I think, maybe 3 more receivers. I think we've brought this up before. It's so funny to me that we talk so much when Moorhead was here about the in-state recruiting class and how you had all these top-notch receivers in the state. And now State may only get one of them in Burkhalter. You know, Jacoby Moore is the guy he's just down the list a little bit. They're not in it for Brevard. Deion Smith looks like he's locked in with LSU.
They're not in it with Harmon either, are they?
I don't think they're really in it with Harmon. I think he'll end up at Ole Miss. And a year ago, I was like, State needs to get 3 of those guys. And now they may not get any, but they may end up getting comparable players, which is just insane to me. So, all right. So State's class, like I said, 41st nationally, 10th in the nation. But on a per average rating of player, you're looking at about what it was. Last year it was 8.751. This year it's 8.739. If I add Malik Nabers to this, it would probably be right there. So good stuff for Mike Leach. He's definitely proven some people wrong on the recruiting trail. One last thing before we go, and I could use a cold beer, to be totally honest with you, after this past couple weeks. But maybe able to have that a little sooner than we think in Starkville. Lost in the shuffle of everything else happened today, and obviously for good reasons. The legislature granted Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi resort status, meaning that the sale of alcohol. I know a lot of people have sort of held to the idea that the state couldn't sell alcohol because it didn't have resort status, although USM did it last year. So I don't think that was as big a hang-up as some people were saying it was. But I think that puts into motion. I don't think it's going to be this year.
Too much going on.
There's just much, yeah. You can be forgiven for not even considering it. But 2021 season, you might. I think the things are in place now to possibly see cold beer being sold at Davis-Wade Stadium.
Yeah.
Will they have it in the press box? That is my concern. Because I am mech ready for it.
That's going to be another one of the. I don't want them to do it this year, just because, man, there's too much fussing and fighting going on already. Let's save that battle for another day. Gosh, man, because that's going to be another polarizing issue for a lot of folks. But we'll see. I mean, I do think it eventually happens, but I can't see it happening this year, just for the sheer fact of. I mean, don't even know if you're going to have anybody. Or how many folks you're going to have in the stands. So I can't see anything major like that happening. I'm trying to remember the last time I talked to Cohen about this was around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was with Starkville Daily and did a Q&A, and we kind of talked about some of this then. And I want to say that this was obviously pre-pandemic and everything. already didn't think it was going to happen for the coming season. So I can't imagine that would have changed.
It's not happening this year. It's just not.
We'll see what happens next year.
So, all right. That's Monday's show. Tomorrow's show, John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal will join us. He'll preview Mississippi State-Kentucky with us. Now that game is the, you know, that's the Alabama window, what used to be the Alabama game every year. It's now a trip to Kentucky. So Joel and I are looking forward to freezing.
Can't be any colder than it was in Fayetteville that year.
Don't tempt fate, all right?
Yeah.
It could easily be colder. All right? It can be. So don't do that. So we'll talk to them. We've got a Florida preview this week on the SEC previews, plus whatever else. I have gotten in the line. I'm in the queue to talk to Kylan Hill. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, if you're way ahead of me, let's join forces, shall we? Let's do it. Knock out two birds with one stone. Beyond that, have a great rest of your Sunday and a great Monday morning. Back with you on Tuesday for Joel T. Coleman.
Woo.
I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.